When the phone rang, she began, I was sorting through lentils to soak for soup the next day. Her voice had a faint flutter to it. Eyes down, she continued her detailed, dispassionate account of that night and the days that followed, of her husband's smashing a wooden chair in his rage, the younger children's endless crying, her sleeplessness, the thought of killing herself to be with Leah, the voice from Leah's photo saying, no. Brent closed his eyes. What murderous machine had he constructed and set in motion? When his turn finally came to speak, the long apology he had rehearsed reduced itself to the two words, I'm sorry, words he spoke over and over, then wailed miserably through tears, not caring that his parents were watching. Miss Gill spoke for a while. When it came time to discuss restitution, Brent saw his father shift nervously. The Zamoras hadn't sued. Apparently, they were content with the insurance company's payment. His father had brought his checkbook just in case. Brent spied the silver pen beside it in his jacket's inside pocket, stationed like a butler awaiting command. Miss Gill reviewed various possibilities. A written apology to each family member, service to a charity of the Zamoras' choice, service to the Zamoras themselves. Whatever it might be, would have to be agreeable to both parties. Mrs. Zamora stared back at her. I don't believe in retribution. Leah was born in the Philippines. I was teaching English and met my husband there. I saw